Hi, dear friends. Abstract artist Pablo Picasso said that the chief enemy of creativity is good sense. I want to know, what do you think? If I were a young shepherd boy named David, the youngest of seven brothers, all great war veterans, what would you think if I told you the chief spiritual leader in our country just anointed my head with oil, decreeing I would be the next king? Would you believe I'd be leading armies into battles and creating a never-ending dynasty? Nonsense, you might say. What if I came to you holding five stones and a slingshot and told you I'd fight the glowering giant Goliath? Nonsense, you might say. What if I told you I was Daniel and my government enemies had thrown me into a lion's pit where I spent all night? In the morning, the king arrived at the den to see if anything was left of me, and I said, "Good morning, Your Majesty." Nonsense, you might say. What if I was a young virgin named Mary, the daughter of a poor family in Nazareth, and I told you that I was pregnant, and God was the father of my child, and that my child would grow to become the King of Kings, ruler of the whole world? Nonsense, you might say. Well, what if I told you I was Joshua leading the army of Israel, and I commanded the sun to stand still, and it remained high in the sky for more than 24 hours? Nonsense, you might say. What if I told you my name is Gandhi, and I led a 200-mile march to the sea for my people to gather salt, and that I fasted 21 days to protest a war, and that I peacefully fought for my country, and we gained independence on April 15, 1947, a war won without violence? Nonsense, you might say. What if I told you my name is Helen, and although I am deaf, dumb, and blind, I've learned to communicate, and my words have gone into the whole world, advocating for the rights of the disabled? Nonsense, how could that be? You see, all the best people are crazy, Alice's father said to his daughter. Why, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast, he continued to reassure Alice. Nonsense. Do you think? Can it be good? If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is because everything would be what it isn't. And contrarywise, what is, it wouldn't be, and what it wouldn't be, it would. You see? Said Lewis Carroll in Alice in Wonderland. Nonsense. I need more of it. So how do I become even more of a fool? Have you, like me, ever prayed, God, make me more of a fool than I already am? In 1 Corinthians 1:21, 1:27, it says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong." We are designed to co-create our own world. Well, I have a dream. It's an impossible dream. I've been dreaming with God, and I cannot shake this dream, this new world kind of dream. Like Lewis Carroll, in my dream, nothing is the way it is in our world today. One morning, a few weeks ago, I awakened with a bold thought, and it was, take a quantum leap. And so my word for this year is believe. I dare to believe these impossible things. And suddenly, it's already beginning to happen. It's only January, and some of these things are already beginning to come true, one little bit at a time. So if you're reading this and you're sick and tired of the reoccurring theme in your own life, as I am, enough is enough. Let's pop a quiff. You are more than enough. You are larger, stronger, more powerful than you think. And maybe that's what you're afraid of, because people don't like to see us shine. Jealousy, envy, and self-hatred can be the biggest stumbling blocks, especially for women. And I believe they are the greatest obstacles to each of us allowing ourselves to be creative, to shine. So as for me, I'm going to keep daring to believe. I'm not going to shrink myself or my dreams, no matter how much rejection, ridicule, and scorn. Whoever wants to can say nonsense, and I'll just simply smile. See, that's my latest secret, Yesterday, someone said publicly, "Sue, she's fearless." Oh, no, I'm not. Not yet. I'm just crazy, mentally sound, but spiritually unbound. I broke up with normal, I burned the bridge, you see. I'm not fearless. I'm just crazy. Good crazy, I believe. And I'm praying to get crazier, more foolish still, and to believe in some more nonsense. I'll humble myself and be a child again and dream impossible dreams. I'll break them down into goals, and I'll work them out each day. Our State of the Union, I believe, is in dire need of creatives, but not necessarily what makes sense in current opinion. So we need you and your creativity, your talents, your dreams, and your daring to believe, which means working out the dreams. So it's your turn now. What do you believe? Do you have at least 6 impossible things? Have you written them down? Are you beginning to see them coming into being? Thanks for listening today.